It was in the barbershop, of all places, that I first remember seeing Miss Ruth up close in my early years. I had not been introduced to her. My family didn't encounter her at church or at the grocery store, and we didn't attend singings. At some point, though, I knew who she was, knew her name, and knew that she taught at East Elementary, the other elementary school across town. While in the barber's chair, or waiting to be called there, I would see the door open, and in would stride this rather tall, as it seemed to me then, slender woman of a certain age. She may have had to sit and wait a few minutes, but I only recall her walking purposefully to the chair of a particular barber each time and having him quickly do the cutting. She wore her auburn hair always smoothed down. Parted off center, it hugged the sides of her face in deep and uniform waves. Seated in the chair, putting her plain, high-top, lace-up shoes on the footrest, she would lean her head forward and downward, Marie Antoinette at the guillotine, and bare her neck to the scissors. With her head thus extended forward, the barber was able to shear off the locks just below the breaking point between head and neck. The effect was to leave the hairdo hanging at about ear's length. It seemed to me her hair then framed her countenance the way the ears of a setter or spaniel do its face. The little episode seemed to take just seconds, a firm, business-like whacking, with the gray-reddish strands tossed aside, and she would be on her way. I can almost see her opening a change purse, small as her palm, to award the craftsman his due. Could any of this have been less a nod to the world of fashion? In that regard, she might as well have gone to a farrier to be shod. The whole image of her entering a man's world unembarrassedly, striding to the chair, having her hair lopped off and left as is, well, Miss Ruth, it seemed clear, lived by rules and customs that were higher and straighter, if also more eccentric, than those of society around her. And more than that, any action untoward, even frivolous, seemed beneath her.